I'm Valerie Williams, and welcome to Lens on Fitness, a podcast that will zoom in on all areas of physical fitness and wellness. I want to show you how both of these can only be achieved with the right state of mind. And I will do this by bringing to light all kinds of issues and by sharing some of the lessons that I have learned in order to help put you on the path of becoming an individual with a strong body and an even stronger mind. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Lens on Fitness podcast. I'd like to express my appreciation and gratitude to each and every one of you who clicked to listen to this episode today. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So as you can see, the title of this podcast is called How to Be More Consistent with Your Diet. Now, it's an area that most people struggle with because it requires a mindset shift, new habits, getting rid of old habits, commitment, control, and discipline. And what makes it so difficult to stick to is that there are just so many opportunities and hours in a day to totally mess things up. I mean, how many times have you told yourself, tomorrow is the day I'm going to start eating better and making healthier choices? You pack a healthy lunch to take to work, but when you walk into the staff room and see a table with some donuts or cakes that a colleague brought into work for everyone to eat, that's when temptation strikes. Or maybe you're having a bad day, feeling stressed, unhappy, angry, or maybe even bored, and you allow how you're feeling to derail your plans to eat healthier. Instead of going for a walk or talking yourself through your mood, you seek comfort and start overindulging in all the foods that you're trying to get away from. You know, the foods and snacks that are high in the wrong fats, lots of sugar, and plenty of salt. In other words, the three ingredients used in foods that keep people addicted and coming back for more. And each time you give in to these moods, you reduce your chances of ever making a start. You slowly start eating away at your confidence. You lower the level of trust that you have within yourself and the ability to do what you said you were going to do. And if you believe that this kind of thing only happens to those who are new to eating healthy, this is where you're wrong. Even those who lead a healthy lifestyle, work out regularly, even they can experience moments in their lives where they temporarily go back to some old eating patterns and overindulge. So how do we go about preventing these scenarios from happening, or even reducing the number of times they occur? So the first thing we want to do is think about developing a healthy mindset. You see, developing a healthy mindset is crucial for consistency. It's about viewing food as nourishment rather than a reward or punishment. Recognizing that occasional indulgences are okay will help to avoid guilt and negative associations with food. And understanding that consistency is a journey and not every day will be perfect. These are key things to think about and will help you to stay on track long term. I mean, there was a time when I was eating super clean, and I mean super clean, 6 days a week. I was eating more or less the same types of meals consistently throughout the day, every day. The meal would consist of baked or boiled chicken breast, broccoli, some form of carbs, usually rice or sweet potatoes, and some healthy fats in the form of avocado. I continued to eat this way even when I grew tired of the taste, but I kept up with it at the time because I thought this was the best way to eat to fuel my goals. And on the seventh day of the week, where I would allow myself to have a cheat day, well, that was it. I would go crazy and overdo it. My taste buds were craving something different other than chicken breast, broccoli, and rice or sweet potatoes. You know, I would overindulge in chocolates, biscuits, potato chips, and I'd have lots of this stuff all day. Use this as an example of what can happen if you do not develop a healthy mindset towards eating. It can definitely create an imbalance and loss of control. Planning and preparation. For busy schedules, being prepared in advance can be a lifesaver. You know, cooking large portions of meals that can be easily reheated throughout the week. And hey, let's remember, batch cooking isn't the only way to stay organized. You know, so don't feel as though you have to adopt this method. I mean, each of us have different schedules, commitments, responsibilities. So find something that works for you. Planning and preparation are essential for success. You know, this can also mean having healthy snacks readily available and making a grocery list before shopping. And even taking a few minutes to plan your meals for the week ahead can save a lot of time and prevent impulsive, unhealthy choices. And as a guide of knowing what to plan for your meals, just remember this rule. When you're looking at your plate, ask yourself, do I have a source of protein, good quality carbs, healthy fats, and fibrous vegetables? Knowing that you have these things will ensure you're eating a healthy, balanced meal. Moving on to navigating social situations. When it comes to social events, communication is key. You know, letting friends and family know about your dietary goals can help them be a lot more supportive. You can also offer to bring a healthy dish to gatherings. And that way you can make sure that you get to enjoy something guilt-free. Something I tend to do is to check out the menu of the restaurant in advance. So when it actually comes to the day, I'm not rushed into making a decision. Strategies for tracking progress. Tracking progress is motivating, whether it's using an app, a food diary, or even just a simple journal. Seeing how far you've come can be a powerful reminder to stay consistent. Also, sharing progress with a friend or online community can provide accountability and support. The importance of flexibility. Flexibility is crucial for long-term success. Allowing yourself occasional treats or deviations from your plan prevents feelings of deprivation. It's about finding a balance between consistency and enjoying life's pleasures. Like I mentioned earlier about falling off track and overindulging on the seventh day of the week, you know, that cheat day. Not being flexible led to some very bad consequences and some very bad habits that went on for months. I knew what I was doing wasn't working at the time, so I ended up taking a different approach. I allowed myself to have something every day that was off my list of healthy eating. This way, I created balance, I stopped feeling deprived, and it helped me to build a healthy relationship with food. And even today, if I'm out at a coffee shop and I decide that I'd like a slice of plant-based cake to eat whilst I'm drinking my coffee, then I'm going to have it because I made a choice to have it and not because I was having a moment of weakness. That's the difference. Overcoming setbacks. Setbacks are normal and shouldn't derail your progress. Instead of dwelling on a slip-up, focus on the next opportunity to make a healthy choice. It's funny looking back now, but I used to get angry with myself whenever I slipped up, almost to the point where it would just really put me in a mood, you know, made me feel like a failure. But, you know, I tell myself that I've got to remember that consistency is the overall pattern, you know, not perfection in every meal. And as long as I can bounce back the next day and get myself back on track, that's all that mattered. Staying motivated. Staying motivated long-term requires finding your why, whether it's improving health, feeling more confident, or even just setting a good example for your loved ones. Reminding yourself of reasons for starting can reignite motivation, you know, when it starts to wear off. And so that's a wrap for today's episode of the Lens on Fitness podcast. Remember, staying consistent with your diet is something that will take time to master. You're not going to suss this thing out in one day, in one week, in one month. By understanding the challenges, and just knowing that you're going to have challenges, developing a healthy mindset and planning ahead, you'll be setting yourself up for success. So don't forget to find your balance between sticking to your plan and allowing flexibility. And when setbacks happen, as they inevitably will, don't be too hard on yourself. You know, it's all about progress, not perfection. So I hope you found these tips helpful. If you enjoyed today's episode, please consider subscribing for more bite-sized insights on fitness and health. So thanks for listening. Take good care of yourself, and I shall catch you on the next episode. Bye for now.